A massive U.S. defense-related bill rolled out late last night is making its way now through Congress. The annual National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, is a 4,000-page bill put together by bipartisan negotiators. It sets parameters for the military, and this year it includes major policy changes. Our Lisa Desjardins is on Capitol Hill, as she so often is, with more. So, hello, Lisa. First of all, what's in this bill? You've read the whole thing, I know.
This is a sweeping piece of legislation. I have definitely not read all 4,000 pages, and there's an 800-page accompanying report. But overall, Judy, it's an increase potentially in the strength and power and funding of the U.S. military. A 4.6% pay raise for most members of the military would be in this. And it also includes things like more support for Ukraine, also more support for Taiwan. This bill includes a great deal of important policy.
So let's talk about some of the specifics, and starting with how it would change the military justice system.
This is historic, and this is something that we have discussed on this show for years. This bill, and let's look at exactly kind of what we're talking about here when we talk about the military justice system. Right now, in general, commanders are the ones who oversee whether or not those who serve under them would be prosecuted, how they would be prosecuted if there are court martials. This bill would change that so that 14 crimes, these are serious crimes, would be independently handled, taken out of the chain of command. Those crimes include things like murder, sexual assault, and sexual harassment, which would be included in this over the course of 2 years. This is something that some senators in particular have been working on. One of them, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, she spoke about why this is so important to her today.
Having independent prosecutors take these cases of sexual assault, sexual harassment, murder, and other types of violent felonies will allow for a serious look at these crimes when they are committed, so that there can be a chance of conviction. The conviction rate is extremely low right now, and so few cases actually go to trial, go to court martial.
In addition to the conviction rate being low in the military for crimes, also we know there is a low rate of reporting things like sexual assault. Gillibrand and others hope that this changes. And Judy, this has been a very sensitive topic. It's something she worked on behind the scenes all year to get in this bill now.
And Lisa, we know another part of the bill, of the many, that is getting a lot of attention today, and that has to do with COVID vaccinations for members of the military.
That's right. Let's look at what the policy is right now in the U.S. military and what is changing in this bill. Currently, members of the military are mandated to be fully vaccinated. That began in 2021. This bill, under a compromise, reached something Republicans pushed for. Some 8,000 people have been discharged from the military from all branches for refusing to be fully vaccinated. This bill would change that, end that mandate within 30 days of this bill becoming law. And it would, however, not reinstate those who have already been discharged. This is obviously a subject that crosses cultural and public health debates. But it is something that some Republicans pushed for hard, especially raising those cases of the 8,000 service members who have been discharged for refusing to be fully vaccinated. It is something Democrats did not want to give up. And in fact, we heard from the Pentagon today, they think this is a mistake. They think that this could affect the readiness of some of the troops. But it is something that Democrats ultimately were willing to put on the table and put in this bill because they wanted the rest of the policies inside of it. We'll also say that the Department of Defense has said today that 99% of the military right now has had at least one COVID shot. We will see going forward without this mandate how that is affected.
So, Lisa, we know a fair amount of compromise had to have already gone into this bill before it was going to hit the floor. But you're telling us that tonight there seems to be a snag. What is going on?
Judy, there are so many cross-plot lines in this end of season for Congress right now. As we speak, congressional Democrats are not just thinking about the fact that they will no longer control the House, but as that disappears, they will not be able to really pass legislation of significance probably for the next 2 years. So they are looking for any must-pass legislation to get any of their last bills out. This defense authorization bill could be the last major bill to pass in Congress. What's happened tonight is the Congressional Black Caucus is meeting. Their votes are needed for this defense authorization bill. They are thinking of withholding those votes in order to get a prominent voting rights bill attached to this defense bill. I know it sounds like it doesn't make sense, but this could be one of the last trains out of Congress this year. I think it is a long shot for them to attach that bill, but they are hoping to get some kind of voting rights legislation attached because they are concerned this could be one of, if not the last major bills to leave Congress. So we will keep you up to date on that. That vote on this defense authorization bill is supposed to happen right now, but it's waiting on the Congressional Black Caucus to see if they will get on board or if they will need some kind of others of their demands met in order to get on board this bill.
Well, we know that's been a big priority for Democrats going back to early last year.
That's right. So,
but it's so interesting to watch all this. Lisa Desjardins, not going to get much sleep tonight. Thank you, Lisa.